knowing about the impact of this genetic disease, how do you think about life and death?
The average life expectancy for someone with my condition is late 30s, early 40s. And, you know, I'm nearing my late 30s at this point. So it's factored into every decision that I make every day. So I exercise at this point 6 times a week. I do my lung treatments. I take my medications. I try to sleep right and lead a balanced lifestyle.
Who inspired you or motivated you to work this hard?
A lot of people have inspired me over my life. One of the main inspirations, as you know, is you. You came to this country as a young child, a refugee. You grew up poor, not speaking the language. Your father left when you were young, and you had to take care of your siblings and your mother, and that never slowed you up.
There's no time.
Indeed. So we met when we were about 18 years old, and it's at that point where my health started to decline a bit. You know, up until that point in my life, I had been very reactive, and seeing you with so much responsibility, it truly inspired me.
Thank you.
So, Molly, what does it mean for you to be with someone with cystic fibrosis?
From my perspective, I always saw you as a very healthy person. You were always very active, full of life. I never saw you as someone who has CF and is sick.
But there's a very real possibility that you're going to end up by yourself.
Right, right. And I honestly didn't really think about that until your sister, Mira, had her double lung transplant. And going through that time made me think more deeply about the possibility of you dying and me being on my own. And how would I live without you? And how I would live without your support, inspiration, and most importantly, your love and friendship. But at the same time, I told myself that I cannot dwell on those things because part of living is really living. So I made a decision to really live in the moment and really take in what we have now and to really share our life and be with each other.
You've changed my life in innumerable and immeasurable ways. And if I was to pass away tomorrow, I think that I've led a life that added value, and, you know, most importantly for me, it's had you in it.
Well, I want to thank you for loving me so much.
It's my pleasure.